light of heaven will ascend the wheel. All men will be a glorious sight. All the saints and spotless white. And for Jesus' name will be eternally.
Won't that be a day? From the Lord tonight. Once again, you're in the right place, the right church, and in the right atmosphere.
Hallelujah.
Are you happy tonight?
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Let's sing that last verse again.
Soon the Lamb will turn his bride to be ever at his side. All the host of heaven will assemble thee. Oh, it will be a glorious sight. All the saints and spotless light. For Jesus' name will praise the eternal King. We'll come and dine and ask to call a demon out. We may teach that Jesus' name will all the time. If you fed the multitude, turn the water into wine. To the hungry call a
now, hopefully you've been waiting for this all day.
Oh, come and dine and ask your father and come on. We may think that Jesus came all the time. We have fed multitudes.
We love you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Put in a smile and face me. Oh, come and dine, the Master calling, come and dine. Make peace at Jesus' table all the time. Press play. We who fed the multitude, turn the water into wine. To the hungry, call us down. Come and dine. Oh, come and dine. The Master calling, come and dine. Make peace at Jesus' table all the time. We who fed the multitude, turn the water into wine. To the hungry, call us down. Come and dine. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Are you good and happy tonight?
Amen.
Happy to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
And you are, you've already done told me you're expecting great things of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. So am I. I'm excited and thankful to be here and thanking the Lord for the wonderful time that He's been giving us. The messages that He's been giving us. What a blessing. The last few services again. They're always good, but it was been special.
Amen.
He's been pouring out His blessings upon His bride. And I believe it's going to get greater and greater, because the closer we get to that end time and the more that we get to be like Him, the more you cannot outgive the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
He said He is the inexhaustible inexhaustible. You just can't outgive him. He just keeps that bubbling up and bubbling up and bubbling up. We done learned he's the artesian well. That fresh artesian well that we can drink from any time that we want to.
Amen.
God made a way that we don't have to wait. We don't have to wait on Sundays or Wednesday or any other time. We can listen to the Word and feast on that water all the time.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I had many that texted me and was emailing me and said, Brother Joseph, I found my new favorite tape. The Voice of the Sign. That's my new favorite tape of all time. And right before we come out to go to service, one of the deacons come to the back door, you know, and he goes, Brother Joseph, he goes, this is my favorite tape. This is my favorite tape. I said, that's what you said Sunday. And he goes, well, that was Sunday. This is tonight. Tonight, this is my all-time favorite tape. But it is for the bride. It is the Voice of the Sign.
Amen.
And we both seen the sign and believe the sign.
Amen.
And he says, then we also believe the voice
Amen.
Of that sign.
Amen.
That's what you got to recognize. He said that sign was just to grab our attention
Amen.
To see. But it proved who he was.
Amen.
It proved that he was that seventh church age messenger. Because nobody else could do what he did.
Amen.
He said they had all the impersonators and everything else. But only God's prophet, God's angel could do what he did.
Amen.
And he said during the days of Israel, he says, what were they doing then? He says, Jesus was calling a nation out of a nation.
Yeah.
Here they, he said, the whole nation left. They came out. But he said he was calling a nation out of a nation. And he was trying to get those select ones. But he said, today he's calling a bride out of a church.
Yeah.
And that's who we are, the bride that he is calling out of the church in the end time. And he said, each member, I love that.
Yeah.
It's so important for the bride. He says, each member has something to do.
Yeah.
He says, there's no big me's and little you's in this message.
Yeah.
He said, it's the bride united together.
Amen.
We all have our calling. We all have what he's called us to do, what he wants us to do. We can't. He said, Brother Branham even said, he goes, I often thought, he goes, I wish I was Oral Roberts. He said, I wish I was Billy Graham. He says, but I can't be Oral Roberts, or I can be Billy Graham. He says, and they can't be me.
Amen.
That's for sure. He says, but each one has its place. And when we find our place where God wants us to be, it doesn't matter. There's where it has to be is thinking this afternoon on that. And how it is sometimes is the sisters think, well, the brothers get to do everything. You're just as important. You're no more important than your husband. You're no more important than me. God's got a place for you, a calling for you. Whatever it is, he says, find that place. And there's where I want to be, Lord Jesus. I want to be in that place.
Yeah.
He said, I'm just sowing seeds. And I love how he said those seeds. He says, it'll get to those roots. He says, it'll find those roots. He says, those roots, he says, will take a hold of it no matter where that they are. And what we've just been talking about, we are those roots. We are that oak tree. He says, that got those roots that are planted by the water. We're not going to be moved.
Amen.
And he says, when those trials and tests and everything that comes upon the bride, he says, and it pushes it back and forth. He said, just to loosen the soil so we can dig a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
So remember that Satan thinks he's getting something on you when you're going through your tests and trials. He's just loosening you up so you can dig a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
You got to turn it right back around on
Amen.
Him. It's the old saying, is the glass of water, is it half full or is it half empty? Are you an optimist or a pessimist? I'm an optimist. It's great. Everything, because if you're a royal seed of Abraham, who? Royal seed of Abraham. I want to see. Isn't that great to raise your hand when I say that?
Amen.
Amen. Then those tests and trials, all it does is blowing you back and forth, he says, so you can anchor a little bit deeper in the Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Do you believe that as it was in the days of Noah, that it is right now?
Amen.
The scripture says, as it was in the days of Noah, the way that it be right now.
That's right.
He went through all the persecution. He said, you know, all those spirits, through all those church ages, they come down. They never died. They just changed. But they went after Noah. He says, and they were making fun of Noah, like they make fun of us. He says, but he just kept steady. He said he kept steady right on. As it was in the days of Sodom. Brother Branham said, and there's no doubt about that. We're living in the days of Sodom.
Yeah.
But God was still calling out a bride, as he did with Noah. He was calling out a bride, what he did in the days of Sodom. And he says that, here he says, Abraham, faithful Abraham, that word. He said, Lot went down into Sodom. But he was calling out a bride to get out of Sodom. He was doing it then. He also said, do we live in the days of Moses? He says, as it was in the days of Moses, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. So we believe that we're living in the days of Moses, and the same thing that he did with Moses, he does now. Every believer that claims to believe this message should believe that statement. Isn't that true?
Amen.
He says, then I'll give you two signs to do, and that will attract the people's attention. And when the attention of the people is attracted, then speak these words to them. I am the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, and I remember my promise. And I have sent you down to deliver them. I'll be with you. Who is to deliver them?
Moses.
Amen.
Oh, that was quiet. Maybe I better read that again. I've seen Jesus Christ today. And it was as it was then, as he gave that message to Moses. Moses is the one that had the message to call out a bride. He sent us a prophet to call out a bride. Amen. Brother Branham told us, he said, that the prophet himself was a sign to the generation.
Amen.
Just his appearing to us is a sign enough for the people.
Amen.
And, but it's not the man that we worship.
Nope.
It wasn't, we don't worship, in the days of Noah, you don't worship Noah. We don't worship Elijah in his day, or Moses. We don't worship Brother Branham.
No.
We don't.
Amen.
That's what gets people mixed up. Brother Branham says it's always been the flesh. And that's what really the people, it deceives the people. We honor him. We believe that he was the seventh church age messenger.
Amen.
He was God's chosen vessel.
Amen.
But just like Elijah and Noah and the rest of them, Brother Branham says, just like this mic right here, he compared it to. He said it's a mute.
Amen.
Until something speaks, he says it's a mute. It can't say nothing. That's what that vessel was. We worship that God. We worship the Lord Jesus Christ that used that vessel to speak through to the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. That is, amen. I love it. He goes, what does he do through that prophet? He says he gets the elected ready to hear the voice of God.
Amen.
That's what the prophetic sign is.
Yeah.
Oh, if you'll follow these messages, get the elected ready.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing. He said he's getting the elected ready.
Yeah.
And he goes on and he says, this nature of the coming will be the same. It'll not be a group. It'll be one man.
Amen.
God never did deal with any other way but with one man. Now, Elijah was not a group. John the Baptist was not a group. They were one individual. God, Malachi 4, does not say, I'll send a group. Said, I'll send Elijah.
Amen.
And he says, that word cannot change. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We have to believe what Brother Branham said. He says that tree, that original tree, he says that was planted. He says that it comes in. He says there's been many vines that have been grafted into it. He says it lives off of the nature. It lives off the spirit, the life that comes from the tree. He says, but if that tree ever puts forth a new branch,
amen,
he said it'll produce the same fruit that was in the original tree. And that's who we are. We're that new branch. Where that new life is spread it out, a new life is coming to produce that original fruit that was in the day of Pentecost.
Amen.
Amen. I've got one more sign that I want to read to you, the quotes. The messages, when you go back, and I hope you folks have been, as you go back and after we hear the messages, is to go back and review them again.
Yeah.
Listen to them again, because there's no way you can absorb everything that prophet said. There's just no way.
Amen.
And going back and listening to them, it's like, oh, I want to read this one. I want to read this one. I want to read this one. It's just full, chunked full of nuggets for the bride of Jesus Christ. But it tells again of the day and time that we're living in, which is so important. He says, oh, how they hated that voice.
That's right.
He said they hated that voice. He says, what did they do? They put the voice out from among them.
That's right.
They put him out. Jesus said, if they call the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they call his disciples? Remember in Revelation 3 at the Laodicean age, this is the Laodicea. The sign of Sodom is to come. The voice, return back away from those creeds and denominations and turn back to the word. When it comes, according to Revelation 3, he was put out of the church just like he was then.
Amen.
And that's what's happened. They've got to bring the prophet back in the tabernacle, back in the church, back in their pulpit. You have to. Amen.
Amen.
Is that what we believe?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Maybe see you. What did they say then? They said, we know the word. We know Moses. We know what Moses said. We know it. We are the ones. We're going to tell the people what Jesus said. And he said, there was the word standing right there before him right then. And they turned him out. The same as it is today. It is the word. And it's a not. He said, it's the voice. So many times where he emphasizes in the day and time that we live in, it's the voice of God. Thank God that he did, that we have the messages, that we can hear it, that we believe with all of our heart, and we do believe that this message is perfecting the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And what a day that we have, and a message that the prophet is ready to bring us tonight, where it all started. Where did it all start? He said, that day on Calvary.
Amen.
There's where it started. He said, that was the beginning. When he came down, he became us, that we could become him. He became a man. And all the things, and how appropriate when the Lord laid this tape upon my heart, what an appropriate time to take communion and to hear that day on Calvary. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Well, before we get into the message tonight, I believe we have a baby dedication. Brother Fritzinger, did you come here tonight? So if you want to bring the baby and come on in, or just sing our little dedicational song, bring them in.
Bring them in.
Thinking of this afternoon, they called and told me we're going to have a little baby dedication. As my mind went back is when Sister Emily, that she's getting ready to have this baby, and my wife was telling her, says, well, Sister Emily, for you, is that I hope you have a little girl. He says, I hope you have a little girl. It was so sweet her sister said. She said, Sister Brandon, it'd be nice. She says, but whatever the Lord wants me to have, that's what I want. I don't care. So when she had the little baby, little Joseph, and she came in, it was a little boy. So Sister Valerie told her, she goes, Sister Emily, I want to encourage you a little bit. She says, I think of all the sisters I know in the message, you're probably the most biblical sister that I know that would have, is this number seven? Seven boys. Amen. Something else that I just feel to say too. That this child will be raised up to love this message.
That's
by
right.
This family.
That's right.
And it's got some big shoes to fill, because these are truly sons and daughters of God that stand before me right here, that love this message, and they've raised their other boys up to love the Lord Jesus and to love this message with all their heart.
Amen.
Let us bow our heads. Father, how we love thee. How we thank thee this afternoon, Lord, for you are the giver of all good gifts. Lord, as Brother Paul and Sister Emily bring this little love token that you've given into their home and bring it here tonight to dedicate him unto you, Lord. They want to thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy, Lord, and for this little token that you've given them. Father, they want to give him back into your loving arms, Lord Jesus. Father, to give him to you for a life of service, Lord. May you bless and be with him, Lord. May you always encourage him, Lord. May your hands always be upon his life, Lord Jesus. Wherever he goes, whatever he does, may your sweet Holy Spirit abide with him, Lord.
Father, be with the family as they raise him up, Lord, to love you and your word and the rest of their family. Bless and be with them, Lord. We know you're always the invited guest, Lord. When the troubles and trials come, may they just call upon your name and know that you'll be there, Lord Jesus. Now, Lord, we take little Joseph and we place him into your hands for a life of service. We give him to you in dedication, Lord. Grant it, Lord. Be with him, watch him, protect him, keep him. Keep him to your bosom, Lord Jesus. Grant it, Lord. We ask all these things in the name that's above all names, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Brother Branham, it's just so perfect what Calvary did for us. Amen. Just to come to the Lord's Supper table tonight to commune with our Lord, to hear His Word, to feel His Spirit come down and just wrap His arms around us. Just love that, don't you? To encourage us and to draw us closer to Him. Just thank you, Lord Jesus, for your great love. Amen. We have some prayer requests here tonight. The Lord knows what was written on these pieces of paper. How many of you have something on your heart? The Lord sees every hand. We can't fail. We can't lose. We're going to the great Creator, heaven and earth. The one, very one that spoke this message. We love Him with all of our heart. Let's just stand and sing that song as we take these prayer requests before the Lord and just be under expectations. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to presence that we feel, Lord, tonight. Thank you for Calvary, Lord, for what you've done for us. Lord, we just love you with all of our heart. Lord, we just want you to be pleased with our worship, Lord. We just want to invite you into this service, Lord, to have the preeminence in every heart and every life. Lord, we just stop and think about it just for a moment. I was sitting here when Brother Joseph asked the people if they were royal seed of Abraham. How I seen hundreds of hands go up. Here's your royal seed of Abraham, Lord. We stand before you, Lord. We come before you, Lord, and we're needy people. But Lord, we know that we're under expectations that everything that we have upon our heart, Lord, you're going to meet it, Lord. You said the footsteps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord. We can't fail, Lord. We can't lose, Lord. You've already purchased us. You've already chosen us. You've already predestined us before the foundation of the world to be royal seed of Abraham. Lord, we love you, Lord. And with our heart, Lord, and our hand raised, Lord, we just give you the praise and thank you, Lord, for meeting every one of these needs and every request, Lord. We shall prevail because, Lord, you've already done it. You've already provided the way, Lord. We thank you for it, Lord. And as that word goes forth, Lord, just, Lord, as the Brother Joseph's already told us, Lord, is that when the storms and the trials and the tests, it just loosens up the dirt, Lord, that we can just grow deeper in you, Lord. And Lord, we just anchor ourselves, Lord, in this word. We're unmovable. Lord, in the unchangeable Word of God. It's our absolute Lord. We commit all these needs, all these requests to you, Lord. We just want to tell you we love you, Lord. We place ourselves, Lord. We just want to be completely yielded to you, Lord. We love you with all our heart. Blessed to be with this service and every part of it, Lord. We commit it to you, Father. Bless and be with us, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, reach out. Truly, there is nothing like that day. I'd like to sing this little song at Calvary. I believe it's just so fitting. And mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me, and there my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Amen. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died.
So found liberty. saved. All he has promised, that will he do. And wash in the fountain, open for sin. And I will pass, will pass over you. And I see the love, oh, when I see the love. And I see the love.
Trust him.
It is so sweet to trust in Jesus. Truly, we could do nothing without Him. Amen. Without Him, I would be nothing. I'd be lost. I'd surely fail. Amen. But, oh, He's just so good to us. Amen. Let's sing a little song. Without Him, I could do nothing.
Without Him, I could do nothing. And without Him, I surely fail. And without Him, I would be drifting.
Without Him, I would be drifting.
because he first loved me.
Amen. Let's bow our heads as we hum it to him. Father, how we love you tonight. How we're so thankful for thy grace and mercy. Because at Calvary, Lord, is the reason that we're here tonight. And to be able that, Lord, may our minds go back right now to that day, Lord, at Calvary. For what you did for us, Lord. We love you and we worship you, Lord. To feel your presence with us tonight, Lord Jesus. What a special night, Lord. To be able to hear your word and then to gather around with the saints at the communion, Lord, and at foot worship. The great ordinance that you left for the bride, that we can still do it, Lord. May our minds be there with you, Lord. May we hold on to that cross, Lord Jesus. And that precious blood that flows upon us, Lord. That great sacrifice that stands between us and you, Lord. That blood. How great thou art, Lord. We love you with all of our heart, Lord Jesus. Let's hum it to him one more time. Again tonight to welcome to the platform God's prophet and messenger to bring us the message that day on Calvary. Amen. What that day means to the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. There is no day like that day. Amen. God bless you. Here's our pastor and prophet, Brother Branham.